From APM in New York, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio. Later today, the University of Michigan issues its monthly index of consumer sentiment. It's what's known as a leading economic indicator. Economists look at it for clues about where things are headed, and in this month's number, there may be clues about retail spending this holiday season. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
Researchers started looking at consumer sentiment decades ago, partly to help predict how much people would buy. Robert Leone is a marketing professor at Texas Christian University who looks at spending and consumer sentiment.
It's based on a theory that consumers needed both ability to purchase goods and a willingness to purchase goods. They needed both of those.
So you can tell based on these numbers whether people are likely to spend? It works?
Oh, yeah. It definitely works.
Businesses depend on this data to make decisions. If the numbers say consumers will be skittish, retailers offer more discounts. So what do the numbers say about our ability to buy this year? Chris Christopher is director of consumer economics at IHS Global Insight. He says they look good. People have a little more money.
Even though wage gains haven't been that great, their expenses, the overall price level for things is much lower, and that's helping them spend a little extra.
So lower gas prices, he says, could mean more holiday spending. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.